You know, the major problem which I have got is with regard to the Sunni thought, which is a barrier for any kind of revolutionary movement. And I have written in my book, there are three important elements in the Shi'i school of thought which has really contributed mainly to the revolution. First of all, with regard to interpretation of Ulul Amr, the governor. You know, as far as the Shi'i school of thought is concerned, Ulul Amr must be adil, must be just. And you cannot have an Ulul Amr, a government who is zalim, who is tyrant. But as far as the Sunni school of thought is concerned, there are two conditions to be the government, the governor. Number one is to have the power, the ability, the power to control. Number two, to be a Muslim. That's all. But in the Shi'i school of thought, he must be just, must be ordered. If he is not just, he cannot. He is a taghut, he's a tyrant. Therefore, we have to revolt against him. The second issue is the question of ijtihad and taqlid. They have closed the door of ijtihad 1,000 years ago, after the four imams they have, Hanafi, Maliki, Shafi'i, and Hanbal. And they closed the door. They said, "It is enough." And when they have closed, the people have no leader. And they don't know whom to follow. But in the Shi'i school of thought, the door of ijtihad is still open. When your leader, your marja taqlid, dies, you are forced to find the second one, the next one. And this is also very, very important issue that the Shi'i has always had leaders, either one marja or maraja taqlid, several marja to follow. And the third issue, which is also important, economic independences of the ulama. Well, according to the Sunni school of thought, all of them are the employees of the government. Imam Jama'at, Imam Jum'ah, all the mosques are appointed by the government, you know about it. But in the Shi'i school of thought, they are paid by the people, not by the government, through homes and other sources. And therefore, they have been fully independent from the government. And these three issues played a very important role. And I have always talked to my Sunni brothers, and I have said that so long as you do not open the door of ijtihad, and so long as you do not change the interpretation of the government, and so long as you do not become independent economically from the government, you will have no problem. And you know, all the Muslim movement in the Sunni societies have not been revolutionaries, they have been reformists. For example, Ikhwan al-Muslimin, from the beginning, they did not ask for the toppling of the regime. They ask for the improvement of the situation, actually to advise them to be better Muslim. But in the Shi'i school of thought, all these elements are available. And I don't forget that when Dr. Kalim Siddiqui, the late Kalim Siddiqui, who was here, and he made a speech in London. I was attending that speech. I think it was about 14 years ago. And he said the same thing. And he said that so long as we do not change the interpretation of the government and interpretation of the, and does not open the door of Ijtihad, they will not have. Look how many people died, were killed in Algeria. In Turkey is also the same thing. Afghanistan is the same thing.
The suffering in Afghanistan, right?
But the reason that Hezbollah in Lebanon succeeded despite the fact that they were not the majority of the people, because they were Shi'i, because they have leader. Said Hassan Nasrallah recently made a speech that he said that the main cause of our success was Velayat-e Faqih. That we follow Velayat-e Faqih to the end. And therefore they succeeded.